Thursday night, Chodos Halbavos. We're going to finish Shemitz Hashem Perek Asivi tonight. We're on page Resh Lamed Gimel. V'nei Be'artu L'cha Ochi. We're going to start from that paragraph. V'nei Be'artu L'cha Ochi. I've explained to you Mechovos HaTshuva. V'gilisolom Me'ofani HaTikun. And I've explained to you how to rectify your actions, le'imili chavos chavavodas Hashem, what you do improperly, the averus that you're not makayim your chovot kodesh baruch hu, mashi yishamish tainan negdecha, and you'll have to answer for that when you come to Beis and Shomayla. Hashem is going to want to know why you didn't do what you were supposed to do. The tamu b'kachama loscha, when you're standing in front of Hashem, so you can't give excuses. To the rabbi you can give excuses, and to your wife you can give excuses, and to your children you can give excuses, but you can't give excuses to the Eibishter. Uma tomar, what are you going to say, Imkain? Lefnei Elokecha mochar, kasher yishalecha, hayim lo yodata, but didn't you know what you were supposed to do? Umadu lo yodata, and if you're going to say,
can you ask?
And if you're going to say you didn't know what to do, so that's also a question. Why didn't you know what to do? Why didn't you learn? Why didn't you come to Rabbi Malinus's Chavis Halvados Shir and learn what you're supposed to do? Hashem's going to ask you that. What are you going to answer? Oh, I'm not asking that to anyone here, because everyone here is obviously attending the Shir. So, but the people that are not here are going to get that question. Oh, she'osisa ma she'osisa bi'yadiyah u'matiyah tshuvos chal she'lozu. He puts it very starkly that the Eibishter is going to be looking at you and he's going to be demanding answers. V'onu b'li sofik nishalim, you have to really be mitzayer and imagine and think of yourself being asked this question and think what you're going to answer. Hachinas hatshuva, and you should have the answer to the question. You know, you think like you prepare for a test, and if you're ever on trial, if you're ever in a courtroom, you could be sure the lawyer spent hours and hours with the client preparing what he's going to answer to all the questions. So certainly you should spend some time preparing the answer to the question that Hashem Baruch Hu is going to ask you, and everybody's going to have this trial. You shouldn't imagine you're not going to have it. V'da ochi, and now he says another scary thing. He says the answer to these questions are not in a court of law. You're going to give a very nice answer. Your words, you say the right answer. The lawyer will teach you what to say, so you'll say the right answer. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only answer he accepts is if your actions reflected the answer. In other words, if you say, well, I didn't know, or I thought, or I was too busy, or I didn't have time, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at your actions, and it has to be matim, your answers have to be matim with your actions, not with your words. Words are cheap. It's easy to say things. It's easy to give excuses. It's easy to say, I was tired, I wasn't feeling well, I had other things to do, I forgot about it. These are all words. That's good for down here. But in Shemayim, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants actions. Oh, if you had other things to do, so why didn't you do this, v'kach v'kach, and why did you do kach v'kach? It doesn't seem to be consistent. V'lachein, therefore, rachem al nafshecha. From now till the end of Shara HaTshuva, the Chavis Halvados just lashes out and gives mussar. And he doesn't delve into any deep philosophical cheshbonos. He just decided to give mussar and to urge you to do tshuva. He really has one theme till the end of the perek. We might not finish it today, but we're finished with Shara HaTshuva. His theme is to not waste time, to not push it off. Don't push it off to Rosh Hashanah. Don't push it off to Yom Kippur. Don't push it off to Elul. Don't push it off to after Shabbos. Tonight, tomorrow, I'll start for my birthday. That's what he really rants against now in what he writes. V'dalchi, v'lachem rachem al nafshecha, k'dei she'tagia al rotzon elokecha. This phrase happens to be, I mean, every phrase here is, I'm saying, is like, no deep philosophical discussions, but the truth is every phrase here is very, very calibrated. For example, this phrase, Kadesh Dagia Ritzon Elokecha, this is a constant theme in the Chavis Halbavos, that a person should strive to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. He wants to bring a smile to Hashem's lips when he thinks of him, so to speak. That's what he wants. He wants Hashem to find favor with him. Like it says, V'noach motzachein b'enei Hashem. You want to reach that, where Hashem is pleased with you. If you just do things with the b'di'evet to get by, Hashem is not necessarily pleased with you. So you want to reach that madrega. K'lo yasig es hatov hayom ki'im misha kidmo. You're not going to be able to reach that madrega and do tshuva properly, except if you do it b'zrizus. Upri ilmi lo hachayv v'hacharoto. Some people might know this phrase as harishon maleim charotos. Because the Lord says, you know, when you're up in Shemayim, then it's too late. So if you have obligations you didn't fulfill, you're going to have charota. You're going to feel bad. But that's not going to, doesn't cut the ice up in Shemayim. If you feel bad down here, it's a very good thing to feel bad. And then you act upon that feeling bad. V'lachein hokitza achi, wake up. Mishinas, it probably should be Mishinas. Mishinas psoyuscha, from your foolishness. V'chusol nafshecha, have rachmanos on your soul. Whatever Hashem gave you, the most valuable thing is your soul. He gave you health, He gave you a family, He gave you a car, He gave you an apartment, He gave you all wonderful things. But the most valuable thing He gave you is your soul, your neshama. So, like, take care of it. It's not your neshama. Hashem gave a pikadon, a neshama, so take good care of it. But kama bad mosai, how are you going to keep postponing doing tshuva? You're going to keep pushing it off. Harashlonus hazeh. Ukvar kilisa chayecha beretzon yitzricha. You're wasting your time fulfilling your desires, fulfilling your ritzonos, focused on yourself. Kamosha also evad hara, like a bad servant does. Hayim lo taksar b'sheves yamecha. Come on, do tshuva. You messed up till now, but at least now become good, do the right thing. Now it doesn't just mean now do the right thing. The Chavetz Chaim has described that a true tshuva requires, of course, harata, requires deep harata, requires a realization that you messed up. But he means to take care of it now. Do tshuva now with the days you have left. Before you adopt it, don't you realize yechayim katzorim, right? Short life. How much is it already? Vanishim, and what's left of your life from the second day after you were born is, guess what, shorter than your whole life. And the next day is even shorter. And you keep getting less and less time. You don't get more time, you get less time. You have a mind and a soul. You used it to worry about getting silly things and acquiring things of no lasting value. That's what you did with your mind. And you forgot about your end, which is going to last forever and ever. Aren't you going to work? Let's say you go on vacation. So I have my son, I hope we'll be merchel me for saying this over. He spent a couple hours, he's going somewhere, it's Zimmer, whatever they call these things, hotels, Zimmers. He worked for a couple hours to get a good one, right? Be a nice one, good rooms, maybe air conditioning, maybe he wants a television set, I don't know, I don't ask such questions. But certainly, you're going to your final resting place up in Shemayim, your final home, right? You want a good nursing home? Right? You saw the sign of my house, Purim, be nice to your children, they're going to pick your nursing home. So you want a good nursing home. So if you want a good nursing home, you certainly, says the Chayyid al-Badis, your final resting home, where you're going to live, amidst Hashem, forever and ever and ever, you certainly want a nice, you should put some thought. If you put thought into a nice hotel, and you put thought into a nice home, who built the home here in Tibna Bayis? What's that neighborhood called? Bnei Bezcha. Right? You put thought into it. Yeah, you talk to the Kablan. You should spend at least as much time talking to the rabbi how to build a nice house for your neshama. That's what the Chayyid HaBavah says. That's it. That's your final stop. All out. Final stop. The boss doesn't go after that. V'tinotzel, save yourself. Make it worthwhile. V'oy jeshari ha'tshuva, tzuchem al Hashem. The Kabbalah Hamas L'Metzuyach, and Israel is even going to listen to your excuses now. Now is the time to make excuses. Up in Shemaim, he says, Hashem's not going to accept any excuses. Down here, okay, let's see. Actions speak louder than words. So if you change your ways, so Hashem will accept your excuses. He'll be moichel you. Very kind of him. But in Shemaim, that ain't going to happen. Kamro dirsha Hashem behimotso, kru bioso kor, b'lochein chusha achi. We're going on to page Reish Lamed Dalet. Tam chusha, b'terem yavo asher yagarta. Guess what's going to happen one day? You're going to die. That's it. No one's assured of living even one more day. No one's assured of living one more minute. No one's assured. That's why when someone's nifta, they say, how could he be nifta? I just saw him yesterday. Right? No one, right? That's all. It doesn't take much. My mother, Leah Shalom, was nifta within 1 second. Everything was fine, cool, and boom. That was it. She was nifta. That's it. 1 second to the next. You don't know. You're an intelligent guy, says the Chayyid al-Babas. He's trying to get on your good side. You're an intelligent person. Think a little. Think. You think. You know, you're an intelligent guy. You're an analytical guy. You're a curious guy. You don't accept things on faith. You're a questioning guy. Think about the whole matzav here. Someone who wants to, that Hashem should be pleased with him, Yikonis min hashar hatzar. You squeeze in, meaning even if it's hard to get through. You know, not only when it's geschmack, but when it's hard, and you have to squeeze a little, you'll also want to go in and have Hashem be pleased with you. Asher nichnas bo asavlonim, those who are able to tolerate difficulties. V'anshei achesed. V'lo yasigu ki yim hachoshem elav. You're not going to reach this Tikkun of tshuva only if you rush, do it besvizos, don't push it off. Kamaimer kagunenu, aviaz kanomer, v'kal kanesher, v'rotz katzvi, v'gibur kari, lasas v'sono v'chishu v'shemayim. But the Chavis Halvadas directs the, at least the rotz katzvi part, about, to be about doing tshuva. Don't, not to postpone, if you know you're not per se there, and you keep doing things wrong, then you have to go learn through the Shahar Tshuva again and work on yourself to be okay, whatever it is you're doing wrong, and to change. V'amar achosit, chashti, I rushed, v'layos mamoti, lishmor mitzvol secha. Right, people are always waiting for a Shchedesh El. Don't wait for a Shchedesh El. V'lochein ochi, asei cheshmo nafshecha. Make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, which by coincidence happens to be the next shah. By the way, we're stopping to learn Chavis Halvavos in this Thursday night series because we'll learn it every night for 10 minutes. And next week we're taking a break. And in 2 weeks, amidst Hashem, we're going to be learning the Sefer Cheshbon ha-nefesh, not to be confused with the next shah in Chavis Halvavos, which is called Shah Cheshbon ha-nefesh. But there's a Sefer written called Sefer Cheshbon ha-nefesh. We'll be learning that in the near future, from 2 weeks from now, in this slot, until Yom Kippur. It's a good thing to learn. From now until Yom Kippur, we'll learn about Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh. Then we'll see. We'll see what happens next. Okay, so, Asei Cheshbon Nafshecha, Ubosh, you should be embarrassed. Melino Gimelo Kecha Bamidos. You wouldn't act that way, right, if someone did something wrong to you. So you would want to ask him mechila. You wouldn't just let it go. So Hashem wants you to do tshuva. If the person, I mean, is continuing to act badly, shelo taskim, you would be upset. You wouldn't treat someone else that way. Now listen here. Well, think for a second. In regards to pocket cotton, you made someone in Misrat HaPanim mad at you. Oh boy. You wouldn't rest. And you need him to give you another year of a visa. And now he got mad at you because you suggested that he shouldn't go home at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So now you have to go to his house and ask him mechila. And you say, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I told you about the bus guy. I told you that he mamish, ask him mechila. The Rabbi told us, you don't want to be punished by him. Now, who is he already? He's a jerk. He's a bureaucrat. He's a dope. He's a boss of a dom. If Condoleezza Rice got mad at you, you would certainly be nervous. Bekoshkin Hasar, you certainly don't want Bush to get mad at you. Shatot Tamar, and you would ask him, Mechila, Betochis, Lefona, Betchuba, Visnatzlus, Mipachat, Mehiras, Honcho. Now, what's he going to do? He can't do anything without Hashem anyway. Like streams of water, and he can be assassinated tomorrow. He can become a vegetable, like Sharon. He could fall from government. He has other things on his mind too. You think he really cares about you? He'll forget the whole thing. He doesn't even chop things that are staring him in the face. What is he? The boss of a Koshke Mr. Rehem. He doesn't know what people are thinking. But even though you know all of this, and you guess what calls there, Lotus Mamea, you won't wait a second to ask him Mechila and ask him to be Moichel you and not to take it out, not to punish you. How are you not embarrassed? Hashem knows what you're thinking. You know, other people don't know what you're thinking, so you could put on a good show. But Hashem knows what's going through your mind at that point in time, that you're even being a big tzaddik. So you're not ashamed? Hashem's not going to forget, and Hashem's not going to be busy with other things. There's no escaping. He's not going to be assassinated. His kingdom is not going to come to an end. Again, he's talking about delaying doing tshuva, postponing doing tshuva. How can you postpone? You got to be shaking in your boots every second that Hashem's going to give you the retribution you deserve because of all the things wrong that you do. You're gonna go that's it. Let's say Adam would walk into the shul, give a clap on the bima, and say, "I'm sorry, Rabbi Osei, you're nice people, you're wonderful people, but one person in this kila is gonna die this month. One person." So you wouldn't say, one person. There's 120 people, I'm not gonna be worried. Everybody would be quaking. Everybody would be coming to shul on time, not leaving early. All of a sudden, the Beis Medrash would be full, people learning. Now, people die every day, he says. Every day people die. Maybe not in this kila, but in the world, tons of people die. People are dying every day, like flies. And everybody's going to die. You're like, you know, it's not this t-shirt, so far so good. It's a good joke. Everyone's going to die. So it's like a guy came in and clapped on the bima and said, you know, someone is going to die. Hoy makalos ben yadam hikainu, get ready, lamasa la'achris, ki yadam echad yipokim mekem b'chedish hazeh. I don't know who. One person is going to die this month. So isn't everybody is going to like get a little nervous? Michashah shema hu adam hoy med lomus. Beich lomus konu, how can you not prepare? V'anach nebroyim is hamovus b'chol chedish, b'chol ruach, meaning every place. But Chalim Misper Abban Achayim, you know, it goes. All of a sudden, everybody's gone. Himein min aroy lonu shenefachet al nafshol seyda b'chol chodesh. Nice, every month. Unevakir in yonei tzeidu seynu, v'tzorchei maseynu. Yeah, you want to check if you have tzeidu l'derech for this long derech you're embarking on. Lefnei, before shenetarech lein afili yomechot. Before you need it and you don't have it. My shomer kavaneinos al shuv yomechal b'nei misal sechah. Vayim bechalei shiu b'kadechel abonim. His bone ain't gnaw. Chavis Haldovus is really on a roll here. And there's a like a sense of achrayus. They're both like, come on, wake up. His bone ain't gnaw b'yishon sechelcha v'koach ha'chanoscha. Hashem gave you sechel. Use it. To see, amitus advar b'meshet teror b'inecha yoshem amitus ma'ashem esapel l'chazul azecha. These are things you don't need someone to tell you these things. This is what you see with your own eyes. Well, you look around and you can figure everything out with your mind. Don't go against your own logic. Hashem gives people good things, benefits. In kiblum hirvichu, so they have the benefits. If you thank Hashem properly, kiblum means you take it properly, appreciate it, you express your thanks then, your appreciation. V'mechziru may love. Now let's say you don't utilize the tools properly. You tie the snake down, v'yevchul in a comma. Giver will be very angry. You wasted the whole gift here. Hashem Yisbaram is on the hate of Lecha Achi. Betfuna, b'machshava, v'seichel u'mado. He gave you all different aspects of thinking, logic. Shatanala b'amal kozul asecha. You're different, right? You're different than everybody else, right? You're smart. Everybody else is stupid. Amazing. But Hashem made you smart. So that makes an achrayus on you. Right? Then you get to Shemayim, it's going to become a bad thing. Say, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's all great, like I'm healthy. Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy. Then you come to Shemayim, and Hashem says, you were healthy, so why didn't you do A, B, C, D? Like, why didn't you take care of these things? I gave you time because you were healthy. So the Tovus Hashem shouldn't become a Taina, Allah. Hashem gave you the wherewithal to learn and to study. He gave you a Torah. So you know what to do. Hashem has achmonos on you. Hashem could have left it to your own devices, you know. But But Hashem has rachmonos, v'chemlos, v'chaninos, v'abruo, v'akom, rotov Hashem l'akol, v'achmo v'akol ma'aso, v'omar tov yesh Hashem, v'alken yerech atom v'aderech. U'kvar kroch Hashem beidim roch, you know, Hashem did things to like nudge you to wake up, v'achakach bedvorim koshim, then he increased the pressure a little, u'betochacha, v'afizkir chasom, so he even told you the oinish in the Torah, k'dei shetachzor eilu, v'tzmar loshim l'fono, v'lachen chusha, Gam chusha, don't be lazy. Snap to. V'hazim lo, v'lif no seilot. U'b'char le nafshecho ma'shaboch alo Hashem. You should tell yourself, I only want what Hashem wants. V'rat seilo, v'meh shavitza l'cho borecha, to your neshama. V'al t'viyacho ha'atzlus l'zal bo'bo. Don't be lazy and be mezalzal in this. Kim t'zalzal nafshecho b'einecho, ma'am ken yikar b'einecho. I mean, if you don't take care of your own soul, of your own neshama, so like no one's interested in taking care of it for you. So till now he talked about laziness. Now he's gonna talk about the guy that says, how can I do tshuva? I spent my whole life doing aveiros, doing what I want. How can I do that? I can turn around and Hashem will be merchel me and I can just start fresh at the age of 75? I did so much foolish things, and I'm most of my life's over already. The answer is, yeah. You can manage to be a Rosh your whole life, and if you do proper tshuva, the enemy is proper tshuva. That's it. You're washed clean. It works both ways. It cuts both ways. And tzaddik can somehow have charata. Something can have charata. You can give tzedakah. You say, oh, I gave too much. That's not good. The Gemara says if you have charata for a mitzvah, you can lose the mitzvah. At Seifa Pashach, Mohimshu was a Harishayna Ba'adam, Shayla Kikre Kesef. He had pieces of silver. I think it means like big blocks of silver. Those coins, he had to go over a nor. So he threw everything into the river, hoping he can build a walkway that way by throwing the coins into the river. But he left one over. Of course, the water didn't stop flowing. Here's this. And he had a boat, so bring me over the river with a boat. with the boat. Also, Malach came, and the Agila Machos Chetzel, Balsar Kikar, should also be other. So that Kikar was Kesef Taka saved the day. Umilibel Mashobad, and he got it ready for it, Sharaki Kar, Mashar Hafsid Benor. Kilo Lovad Lo Mu'uma. Kach Balachuba, Sharkilos, Maitav Chayav, the Lobo Masmoros Hashem. Even though he spent much of his life, he feels not listening to Hashem. That we affirm, that's what the whole message is here. Hashem will be moichel him, Asher kodrim masav arom kol yimei chayav. It's really a pasuk also in Yechezkel, if you zacharno b'malo, Hashem mo'al b'chatos Asher chotto b'yomos. V'omar kol pshov, v'asher osol lo yuzokheroi. V'lachen, therefore, al tichpat alai herosi alecha. Don't be sitting here listening to this saying, all right, we get the idea. Genugshai, enough already. He says, don't. Believe me, it's not enough. I can talk about it until I'm blue in the face. It's not going to be enough. Al tichbar alecha ha'irosi alecha al shmiroscha asher ochos al muscho mimeno. You're not even concerned about the Beis Mikdash anymore. V'lo yichadati alecha b'ladei atzmi. And I'm not making these oris for myself. I am doing it. Only for myself. So this is maybe with a classic, Baal Musa thing. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to myself. This line in the Chavis HaLevavos means that. So it could very well be what he's saying. The important thing is to give thanks to Hashem for everything that you have. Thank Hashem that you woke up. Thank Hashem that you decided to come to the Chavis HaLevavos Shir. Thank Hashem he sent the Chavis HaLevavos Shir into your life. That's what the Chavis HaLevavos says to do. Thank Hashem that he woke you up. Amal Shanela Mimeka. Somebody else who's not here now, so he doesn't know. Here, we're here. We learned this whole thing. Wow, my goodness. Right? Al Tasehel Amlus was almost. Don't ignore. And don't look around at other people, he says. In the last two lines of the Shari, he says, do me a favor, don't look at other people, because you're going to look around and you say, I don't know, no one I know is talking about tshuva. If I start talking or thinking about tshuva, I'm going to be like, oh, weird. Nobody I know is concerned about these things. They look very happy. No one's, Al tasa hisal muzcha, don't make your neglect of these for many years in your life. This al muzulascha, the neglect of other people, Hameid lecha, hameir lecha, taina biyotcha, hamaskel b'shvilecha. Don't use it as an excuse. It's not going to wash. You say, what love is so important. What about over there? That mokum there. They don't especially love Hashem. I don't see them talking about it. Don't do that. That's not a good excuse. Think of something else. Kizemi talulei hayetim judosim lachloshim bakarosim. And he points to someone else and he says, look, they're not doing it, you don't have to do it either. He says, Meinu Hashem v'ayischa min hachoshim elav. They go very hasten to turn to Hashem. Banoim achrab and itzaylam l'fonu barachma v'raktuvay. The whole thing was chesed v'rachma v'mitz Hashem v'lo hatoda al kach l'netzach.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's what I keep the name.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, it's a fundamental issue that has to be resolved. He knows. He